This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Joey D off today. I think he was a little nervous about him versus Jack. He needed a day to compose himself. Richie Rich, good morning. How you doing, pal?
What's up, Jimmy?
How you doing?
I am super.
Super
great.
Duper.
Teddy Roosevelt's kids had a pet bear.
Wow.
They also had a pet hyena.
Wow.
And a badger.
I'm always fascinated because you'll see that every once in a while, like on social media or something. You'll see like the person with their pet tiger or whatever, and the tiger will curl up on their lap like a house cat or whatever. I'm always blown away by
I'm
that.
I'm always jealous of that.
So Devin Caney with us, Rhea Hughes, on site at Borgata. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm always like, that cat's about to rip your head off. What are you doing? We are really playing with fire here.
Yeah, I'm looking at they had a barn owl. I don't know about, like, a barn owl could rip your head off with those claws.
Oh yeah,
the badger could have been dangerous. A blue macaw, not as dangerous. Hen, one-legged rooster.
Wow.
Rabbit.
I like the specification of one-legged rooster.
Yeah. Well, I think that's interesting because all the roosters I've ever been around and. Stop me if we're getting too farm animal.
All
oriented.
The roosters you've been around.
I mean, you did.
Roosters are ornery.
You grew
roosters
up, you know, working on farms here and there. Your uncle, you've
yes,
talked
my
about
uncle
that.
Kirby.
You've had some rooster experience.
My uncle
okay,
Kirby's
that's fair.
Farm.
That's
oh, yeah,
fair.
Yeah,
I didn't really put that together.
Yeah,
like,
my
yeah.
mom grew up working on a farm.
Yeah.
My mom grew up with no. She. They didn't have running water until she. I. Think was in high school.
It's just
they didn't have. They went out to a like an outhouse
to believe
an outhouse to use the restroom until she like went to college. But so anyway, different time, a very different time with Roosevelt and his pets, especially I would say the hyena.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That
I will say too, if you had said which president had a hyena as a pet, Teddy probably would have been my first.
Yeah,
choice. You know
yeah,
that does jive with. The
it's
Rough Rider and whatnot, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. A lot to get into today. Not a lot going on in sports other than the tournament. Did you guys watch the tournament? Was everyone locked in?
Well, you and I were texting last
yes.
night, and you texted, you know, about the show. And you said, I'm just waiting for this Kansas-Arkansas game to be gone. And I'm like, oh, my God, so am I.
I wanted to go to bed an hour earlier,
yes.
and the game just kept being awesome.
Kept going
yeah.
and being great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. But, look, a lot to get into. We are, believe it or not, we have less than a week until the Phillies play a baseball game. It's kind of snuck up on us. Obvious reasons, I think the, you know.
What would those obvious reasons
winning
be?
Winning the whole Super Bowl thing has kind of shifted our timeline back. But, look, we're less than a week away. This is a Phillies team that if you look at any national outlet, MLB.com, ESPN, CBS Sports, whatever you want to choose, they are ranked 2 or 3 by every single outlet out there in all of baseball. They are considered one of the top teams in baseball, and we haven't felt that kind of excitement for it Richie, let's dive in today. I want to get into kind of breaking down this team. Reasons for optimism, reasons for concern. Where are you at with this team right now? What's your number one reason for positivity when you think about the Phillies this morning?
This is a little bit of a flip from recent news. I mean, Ranger Suarez is back. That's a disastrous turn of events if it ends up being a major problem that lasts all year. But what if it's not a major problem that lasts all year? And by the way, our pitching is unbelievable. Yeah, I know Taiwan Walker possibly entering that rotation.
I think that's put a damper.
Really puts a damper on things. But Ranger Suarez, we know how tough he is. We know how committed he's been in the past to just doing whatever it took to give this team a chance. I'm telling you, Ranger Suarez is a gamer, and he bounces back, and we have athletic trainers and a medical staff that they're gonna be working on him. I know it's disappointing when we say the name Taiwan Walker, but the other names, Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez, Jesus Luzardo, you know, Aaron Nola. It's so exciting when I think about our World Series when we were all so high after the offensive explosion that put us in a position where we all thought we were taking the World Series home in our back pocket.
Yeah, like it was over.
Done deal. And then the Houston's pitching hit us and we got no hit by their fourth starter and friends no hit us. And I'm looking at that saying, someday if we could get a starting rotation that formidable that we can, you know, fourth starter and friends no hit people, we're going to be that team. And right now I look at us and we can fourth starter no hit people. So that's great. That's reason for optimism, even despite the recent bad news with Ranger. And it hurts all of our hearts. But it's something he has dealt with before. It's something that it doesn't necessarily have to end this season and his chance to be a great pitcher for us.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think people should be excited about this pitching staff. I mean, this team's floor is raised so much higher by how good the pitching staff is for the regular season, if nothing else. I mean, assuming they stay healthy, like, they should win 90-plus games. Like, they are consistent that way. And I'll talk about what I was talking about before. I think we get in this mode where we get very myopic with Philadelphia. We only focus on our team and what's happening with our team, and we're not really paying attention to the rest of the league.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at all the rankings. The Phillies are considered by every expert you want to look at as a top two or three team in the entire sport. It's the Dodgers and then the Phillies, considered by most teams, or the Dodgers, Braves, Philly, Dodgers, Yankees, Philly. Like, the Phillies are right there, and I think that we have, because of how last season ended, and really the combo of the Diamondback series leading into last season and the, you know, hot start, and then just...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of fizzling out the rest of the way. I think people have forgotten that this Phillies team, compared to the rest of baseball, is actually really talented, you know? And I know that we can get frustrated with the hitters, but look at teams across baseball. Like, this is still one of the better lineups in baseball, just statistically speaking. It is absolutely one of the top two or three pitching staffs in all of baseball, statistically speaking. Like, this is a talented baseball team that we have kind of, I think, gone, and look, I have my concerns, we'll get into them, but I think we've gone too far with the reaction to the playoffs and carrying that over into this season, because there should be far more excitement and far more belief in this team than there is right now.
And everyone says, oh, wait, what'd they do? Oh, Max Kepler, that's it. That's not enough. Well, what if the team was that good before they underperformed? That's what's stuck in our craw, in the back of our minds. They are that good, and everyone else is telling us that, trying to remind us that. Like, yeah.
And guess what? Max Kepler is actually having a very good spring.
I love
Max Kepler. Most home runs out of anyone on the lineup.
He looked awesome. Yeah. And I called Jimmy from across the park to say, wait a second, who is that guy out there in right field? And immediately he was just like, it's Max Kepler. Like, we just arrived there, and lo and behold, we've got a real outfielder. It looked different. It looked different than the last couple seasons.
Yeah, he's better than Austin Kepler, Hayes. He's better than, you know.
He's legit. Yeah. He's legit. Now, I don't know so much about the other two spots in the outfield, and consistency-wise, legitimacy-wise. I'm not always convinced with everyone else.
Well, let's get to the concerns part. What about this team concerns you?
Okay, my biggest concern, and I am terrified now. I feel like baseball is going to depend upon the luck of the postseason. I feel like this is now, hey, whatever happens, doesn't matter, because whether we're hot or not in the postseason is the only thing that matters. That's the only thing we should be looking at. That's the only thing that determines our fate, isn't it?
So, yes, to a point, but I think we've also gone.
We're that good. We're going to get there. And then what's going to.
Yeah, but.
What will befall us? It all depends on whether Bryce is feeling it, on whether Schwarber is going yard. Whether he's Schwarbombing it, whether he's hot, whether they are hot or not. Like, is it really that simple?
I don't think it's quite that simple, but it is part of it. Look, you could just be a great team all year, right? I mean, that's what the Dodgers were last year. The Dodgers were just great all year. They were great during
their
the regular season.
Pitching wasn't great.
No,
was amazing,
but they managed their way through it. They had a lot of injuries, but they found their way through it. But they won.
Who was the MVP?
Oh, yeah, they got to no one you had ever heard of before. Yeah. Tommy Edman was the MVP.
I mean, Dave Dombrowski doesn't. I mean, I've not.
It was a trade deadline move, the point you're making.
And not been thrilled with the moves he's made.
Yeah, and look, I think that Dave at the trade deadline has been incredibly, incredibly disappointing. Yeah. And look, I get John's point. I think it's partially correct. I don't think it's quite that simple as you just have to be out at the right time, but I do think that is a part of it, and I think that's part of what's kind of sucking some of the excitement out of the start of the season for this team as well. Look, concerns-wise, I was shocked when I realized Trey Turner is going to play most of this season at the age of 32. Like, it doesn't feel that way. Time moves, and it's like, wow, all right. But he's going to be 32 in June. Like, I am concerned that we're never going to see the Trey Turner that we paid for.
No, the speed.
The whole package. The whole package.
For me, severely underestimated how poorly of a defensive player he is.
Yeah. Well, he's gotten worse since he's been here. But and I think the trade thing is a real
concern.
Yeah, it's a concern, but it's also a potential win for this team. I mean, Trey Turner he's better than we give him credit for. I mean, he batted .295 last year, and people are like, well,
yeah, but it was a tale of two halves.
He was
so good in the first
half.
He
was, and then he got
hurt.
He was
historically awful in September.
He wasn't good in September, but look, we forget 2 years ago in the playoffs, he was great against the Braves. I think he batted like .500 in that series, and then he was bad against the Diamondbacks. He's a streaky hitter, you know, and it is that, but
streaks are coming at the wrong time.
They have it, and he's been too streaky. Yeah. The point is, we need Trey Turner to not have a month of being horrible. We need him to have a week of being horrible and be able to get himself out of that. So I think Trey Turner is a thing to be concerned about. 215-592-9 94-94. Where are you at with this Phillies team's positives, negatives, concern? We'll get Rhea and Devin's concerns and positivities coming up. But where are you at? Again, we are less than a week away from this season. And for a team that Joe said something a few weeks ago that stuck with me. I mean, we have had so many horrendous seasons as Phillies fans where we went into the season saying, well, ain't right. going to happen this year.
Right. They were irrelevant.
Yeah. Maybe we'll win 70 games this year. Maybe
literally up until like 2022 for me when it was like, oh, wow, they're fun to watch again.
Totally.
Where did that come from?
Yeah. I mean, we were like excited when they were getting back to 500
yeah.
a few years ago.
Yeah.
So this is a Phillies team that is one of the best in baseball. You know, where's the excitement for that? 215-592-9494. We got a lot coming up on the show today. Elliot will join us at 7:30 to talk birds. A lot of Eagle stuff to get into as well. Plus, coming up next, we're going to tell you how you can win a really cool prize. It's the Morning Show from Borgata. We're coming right back.
Here's your invitation to experience everything a Lexus makes you feel. From exhilarating performance to endless capability to inspiring electrification, now through March 31st at the Invitation to Lexus sales event at Lexus of Cherry Hill. They have over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. You can enjoy special finance rates on select new Lexus, and make sure to ask them about the college grad and military programs. Lexus Cherry Hill, they've proudly served the Delaware Valley since 1989. They are family-owned and operated, and on top of that, they are veteran-owned. My friends at Lexus Cherry Hill, they are now a 7-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence recipient for the customer sales experience. I know it well. I know it personally. I've been leasing cars from Lexus Cherry Hill for over a decade. So go and stop, see Tony Labello and his team. You'll see why they continue to be awarded this prestigious honor. Visit LexusOfCherryHill.com 24/7. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family owned and operated.